Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making Jungle Tom fills that still roll, beginner-friendly, all inside Ableton Live, and the whole point is this. A good Jungle Tom fill is not a drum solo, it's still part of the loop, because here's what happens to a lot of people. You add toms, and suddenly the groove feels like it stops, the kick disappears, the hats disappear, the snare gets stepped on, and the beat loses forward motion. We're going to do the opposite. We'll keep the engine running, and let the toms be a quick burst of energy on top. Alright, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and load a tight kick, a snare with that classic DNB crack, a closed hat, and optionally an open hat or ride. Then grab three toms, high, mid, low. Don't stress, the perfect samples right now. Clean and punchy is enough. Quick mindset before we program anything. Think foreground versus engine. The toms are the foreground event, but something has to keep the engine moving. Usually that's hats. Sometimes it's a shaker. Sometimes it's ghost percussion. If the groove feels like it pauses, it's usually because the engine dropped out, not because your tom notes are wrong. Now let's build a foundation so the fill has something to roll with. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Go to a 1/16 grid. Start with the classic skeleton. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4 in bar 1, and the same in bar 2. In Ableton's bar.beat.16th view, that's 1.2 and 1.4, then 2.2 and 2.4. For the kick, put one on 1.1. Then add a second kick as a little push somewhere around beat 3, like 1.3.3 or 1.3.4. You can copy that idea into bar 2 as well if you want consistency. Keep it simple for now. We're not riding the world's most technical roller today. We're building a runway for the fill. Now the hats. Closed hats on every single 1/16. Yes, all of them. This is your engine. But don't leave the velocities flat. Alternate them. For example, one a bit stronger, one a bit softer. Like 85 then 70, 85 then 70, all the way through. This one change is already the difference between robot grid and rolling. If you want instant jungle flavor, go to the groove pool and add a light swing 16 groove, something subtle, and keep the amount around 10 to 20%. The goal is a slight lean, not a drunken stumble. If you have an Amen Break groove template, that can be even more authentic, but it's optional. Cool. Now we choose the fill zone. This is where most beginners accidentally break the beat. They fill across the snare backbeat. In jungle and DNB, that snare on 2 and 4 is the spine. If you hit big toms on top of it, it often feels like the groove collapses. So here's the safe beginner zone, the end of bar 2, typically the last beat, from 2.4.1 to 2.4.4. Sometimes you can start a little earlier, like 2.3.3, but for now we'll keep it to the last beat. Now let's write the tom fill. Option A is the simplest and most effective, a 1-beat rolling run on 1/16. On 2.4.1 place a mid tom. On 2.4.2 place a high tom. On 2.4.3 place a mid tom again. On 2.4.4 place a low tom. Now, here's the part that makes it roll instead of sounding like a marching band. Velocity counter. Set the first mid tom around 85. Set the high tom softer, around 70. Set the next mid tom around 82. And land the low tom stronger, around 95. So it feels like a phrase. Softens, then resolves with weight. That last low tom is the punctuation mark that throws you into the next bar. Now, very important, do not kill your hats during the fill. The hats are the engine. If you mute them, the roll stops. Instead, try this. Keep the hats going, but slightly reduce their velocities just during that last beat. Maybe drop them by 10 to 20. That way the toms step forward, but the motion stays. And here's a really useful trick I want you to remember. Same slot swapping. Instead of adding more and more notes, replace one hat hit with a tom on the exact same 1/16. You still get the fill moment, but you don't increase density, you don't spike the volume, and you don't suddenly destroy your headroom. Beginners, this is one of the cleanest ways to get fills that feel pro. Also, a coaching note, leave micro gaps on purpose. If your fill is constant hits, the ear can lose the pulse accents and it can actually feel slower. Try removing one of those four tom hits sometime, like leave 2.4.2 empty. You'll be shocked how much it breathes while still rushing forward. Now option B. If you want that classic triplet push, keep the fill on beat 4, but place three tom hits in a triplet feel. High tom, then mid, then low, and again. Keep the hats running behind it. You can do triplets by turning off fixed grid and placing notes by ear, or switching the grid temporarily. The important part isn't the menu choice. The important part is the feel. Da da dum into the next bar. All right, now we tighten the toms. This is a huge reason fills kill the roll. Long tom tails. Go into the drum rack, click a tom pad, and open simpler. In one-shot mode, shorten the decay until it feels punchy. A good starting zone is about 150 to 350 milliseconds depending on the sample. If you hear clicking, add a tiny fade out. The goal is that the toms feel like hits, not notes. At 174 BPM, long tails smear into the next bar and the groove feels slower even though the tempo didn't change. While you're here, do a little mud control, especially on high and mid toms. Consider a gentle high pass, somewhere around 40 to 80 HE. You're not trying to make them thin. You're just preventing low-frequency junk from eating space your kick and bass need. Now let's add a tiny bit of jungle spice, totally optional, but very usable, a ghost snare. Place a very quiet ghost snare just before the snare, like on 2.3.4. Keep the velocity low, around 20 to 35. And if it sounds too chunky, high-pass it so it becomes more of a tick than a thud. This keeps momentum and adds that breakbeat-style chatter without messing up your main backbeat. Now processing, we want the fill to hit but not take over. If you can, group your toms. In drum rack you can route the tom pads to a tom group chain, or at least treat them together with a shared chain. Then add a simple stock Ableton chain. First, EQ 8. Do a small dip around 200 to 400 HC if it's muddy, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's boxy, check 500 to 800. And if the low tom is getting subby, gently roll off below 40 to 55 Hz. Remember, your bass line wants that space. Next, compressor. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the fill hits. Not slammed, controlled. Then a saturator for density. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. If it starts poking out, turn on soft clip. If you want an extra still rolling trick, sidechain the tom group slightly from the kick. On the tom compressor, enable sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Set a fast attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 100, and only do 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is subtle, but it keeps the low-end pulse moving even when the tom fill happens. Also, on your whole drum rack, you can add drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low. Leave boom off at first so you don't accidentally cloud your sub-region. Now, quick beginner mixing rule. The one-lane rule. In the fill zone, try not to stack hat plus tom plus ghost snare on the exact same grid line. It gets spiky fast. Once your mix control improves, you can stack and sculpt. But early on, keep it clean. Let's talk arrangement so this turns into actual music. Instead of doing a tom fill every 4 bars like a pop drummer, think jungle call and response. Every 8 bars, do a bigger fill. Every 4 bars, do a tiny answer. 1 or 2 tom hits. And before a drop, you can do the bigger fill plus a tiny hat lift, like a slightly brighter hat or a quick open hat swell. Here's a super usable plan. Bars 1 to 8, clean roll, no fill. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a small fill every 4 bars. On bar 16, do the bigger fill to launch the next section. And if you're producing something darker or heavier, a couple quick upgrades. Pitch the low tom down slightly, like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones, but shorten the decay more so it doesn't turn into mod. If you want grit, add a tiny touch of redux on the tom group. Very subtle downsampling. And if tails are still messy after saturation, use a gate to keep them tight. You want impact, not wash. Speaking of wash, reverb in fast music has to be fast. If you use reverb, put it on a return. Use a short decay, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, with a pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays up front. Then EQ the reverb return. High pass up to 200 to 400 HC so the low end stays clean. Send the high and mid toms more than the low tom. One more pro control move. Instead of compressing harder, automate the tom group gain down 1 to 2 dB just during the fill. That keeps it exciting but stops it from jumping out of the loop. Alright, let's do a 10-minute practice to lock this in. Make your 2-bar loop at 174 with kick, snare, and hats rolling. Then create 3 tom fills, all in the last beat of bar 2. First fill, the straight 1/16 run, 4 notes. Second fill, the triplet, 3 notes. Third fill, a sparse 2-hit fill, like mid tom then low tom. For each one, Shape the velocities into a phrase, and shorten the decay until it feels fast. Now duplicate your loop out to 8 bars. Put fills only on bar 4 and bar 8. That's going to immediately feel more like a real jungle arrangement. Then do an A/B test. Mute your hats during the fill, then bring them back. Hear that? When the hats vanish, the roll collapses. When they stay, even quietly, the track keeps charging forward. Before we wrap, a quick musical tip that helps fills feel intentional. Tune your toms. Drop a tuner on the tom chain or use Spectrum and look for the strongest peak. Pitch your low tom near the root or the fifth of your track's key. Then space the other toms roughly a fourth or fifth above. You don't need perfect theory. You just want them to sound like they belong in the track. Recap. Protect the snare backbeat on 2 and 4. Put fills in safe zones, usually the end of the phrase. Keep an engine running through the fill, usually hats. Use short decay so toms don't smear time. Shape velocity so it speaks like a drummer. And control the tom group with simple EQ, compression, and light saturation, with optional sidechain from the kick. If you tell me whether you're aiming for 90s jungle, modern rollers, or something more techie and heavy, I can give you 3 ready-to-program fill patterns and an 8-bar plan for where to place the small and big fills so it feels like a real record.